When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Knock, knock, nobody is there. Bute's Silent Reaper. Welcome, brave souls, to the unsettling depths of Whispers from the Dark. Prepare yourselves, for the threads of this grim narrative will weave through the very fabric of your unease. Tonight, we journey to the stark, historic city of Butte, Montana, in the chilling winter of 1980, to an assisted living facility that became the silent stage for a series of inexplicable deaths. This isn't a tale of a monstrous beast or a hidden cryptid. It's a far more insidious horror, one that crept through the intercom system and left its victims with eyes wide, fixed on a visitor who was never truly there. The year is 1980. Butte, Montana, a city carved from the rugged earth, known for its mining history and resilient spirit, was facing a brutal winter. Snow piled high, and the biting wind howled through the narrow streets. It was a season that encouraged indoor solace, particularly for the elderly. Our story unfolds within the seemingly safe and quiet confines of the Evergreen Assisted Living Facility, a place designed to offer comfort and care to its senior residents. The facility was a typical brick structure, warm and well-maintained, providing a sense of community for its aging inhabitants. Residents had individual rooms, but a central intercom system allowed communication with staff and the outside world, particularly for those with limited mobility. It was a feature meant to enhance safety and convenience. In the early days of winter, however, this very system would become an unwitting conduit for terror. The first death occurred on a frigid Tuesday morning. Mrs. Eleanor Vance, 87, a beloved resident known for her gentle demeanor, was found by a nurse. She lay on the floor directly in front of her apartment door. Her eyes were wide, fixed on the door, her face frozen in a look of profound shock, almost as if she had been caught mid-action. The nurse, startled, called for help. The paramedics arrived swiftly, but it was too late. Mrs. Vance had suffered a sudden, massive heart attack. While tragic, it was attributed to natural causes, given her advanced age and a history of heart conditions. Just 2 days later, the unsettling pattern began to emerge. Mr. Arthur Henderson, 92, a retired miner with a surprisingly robust constitution, was found in an identical position. He lay by his door, his eyes wide and unseeing, fixed on the entrance as if startled by an unseen presence. He too had died of a sudden heart attack. The staff began to feel a prickle of unease. Two sudden deaths in similar circumstances, so close together in the same facility. It felt more than coincidental. Over the next 2 weeks, the horror escalated. Three more residents of Evergreen Assisted Living met the same grim fate. Mrs. Clara Jenkins, Mr. Robert Miller, and Mr. Thomas Olson. All were found by their doors, their faces etched with the same look of wide-eyed terror, their last moments seemingly spent answering an unseen summons. All had succumbed to acute, sudden heart attacks. Panic began to spread through the facility. The staff, usually stoic, were now visibly shaken. The remaining residents, already vulnerable, became withdrawn and fearful. Five deaths in such a short span, all with identical, chilling details, could no longer be dismissed as mere coincidence or natural causes. The local police department was finally brought in, not just for an investigation, but to quell the mounting dread. Police investigators, led by Detective Harding, a seasoned veteran, were initially skeptical. They looked for a carbon monoxide leak, a foodborne illness, anything that could explain a cluster of deaths. Medical examiners performed autopsies, confirming the cause of death as heart attacks, but found no common environmental factors, no shared medications, no obvious poisons. The only consistent finding was the profound state of alarm on the victims' faces, a terror so potent it had literally stopped their hearts. What truly baffled Detective Harding was the common posture of the victims. Each was found by their door, as if they had just responded to a knock or were about to open it. It suggested an interaction, a sudden, terrifying encounter that led directly to their demise. But who or what were they encountering? There was no forced entry into any of the rooms, no signs of struggle, no footprints in the pristine snow outside their windows that didn't belong to staff or other residents. Security logs showed no unusual visitors to the facility during the times of death. The doors, in each case, remained locked from the inside. The only peculiar detail the police unearthed, buried in the facility's maintenance logs, was a series of complaints from residents about strange static or whispers on the intercom system in the hours leading up to the deaths. Most of these were dismissed as faulty wiring or the complaints of confused elderly individuals. But Detective Harding, clutching at straws, decided to examine the intercom system more closely. They brought in a forensic audio technician to analyze the intercom system's recordings, which, fortunately, had been inadvertently maintained as part of a routine digital backup. The initial playback revealed nothing but typical facility announcements, staff conversations, and resident inquiries. However, one technician, intrigued by the whisper complaints, decided to play back the audio in reverse. What they heard chilled them to the bone. On the night of each death, originating from the intercom system in the victim's room shortly before they were found, was a faint, distorted, whispered reverse voice. It was difficult to decipher, a jumbled mess of sound when played normally. But in reverse, a horrifying phrase seemed to emerge, clear and distinct for a fleeting moment before dissolving back into static. Knock, knock, nobody is there. The revelation sent a wave of profound unease through the investigative team, a whispered message, seemingly from the void, playing in reverse, culminating in a death by sudden heart attack. It defied all logical explanation. Was it a prank taken to a horrifying extreme by some unknown individual? But how could a whispered voice, even in reverse, cause such immediate and fatal cardiac arrest? And why were there no other traces of the perpetrator? No fingerprints on the intercom unit, no electronic signature of an outside hack, no witnesses to anyone tampering with the system. The police pursued every lead. They questioned staff, residents, maintenance workers. They investigated family members, looking for potential motives or hidden animosities. Every person was cleared. The intercom system was thoroughly dismantled and analyzed, but no evidence of an external device or a rogue signal was ever found. The source of the reversed whisper remained a chilling mystery. The case of the Evergreen heart attacks became known in Butte as the Knock Knock Deaths. The police, despite all their efforts, were left with nothing but an open case file filled with unanswered questions and the spectral evidence of a backward whisper. The official conclusion remained heart attacks of unknown etiology, a clinical term that utterly failed to capture the supernatural dread surrounding the events. The Evergreen Assisted Living Facility, its reputation irrevocably stained by the tragedy, eventually closed its doors. The building now stands empty, a silent sentinel on the cold streets of Butte. A place where whispers from the dark still linger, warning of an unseen presence that knocks on doors, speaks in reverse, and steals the very breath from its victims, leaving them with eyes wide open to a terror no one can explain.